This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Nat Byrne Foundation Trial by Fire 5K Run Walk is Saturday, May 20th, beginning at 8:30 a.m. in Tipton Park. Barb Knapp says that the foundation assists burn survivors nationwide with educational scholarships and provides compression garments for burn survivors, plus provides education on burn prevention and more. Tom Nielsen heads the organization and knows firsthand how important their work is, as he is a burn survivor himself.
I was a burn survivor in high school many years ago in 1974, and I was very honored to be asked by Barb to be on the board of directors approximately 2 to 3 years ago.
Yes, he's now our president.
So with this 5K run, how many years have you been doing it?
This is only our third year.
This is your only fundraiser.
Correct.
Why is that?
We have a couple of endowments, and those funds go strictly to the burn survivors, and the 5K is for community awareness, and the funds that we raise help us go out into the community with more awareness and more prevention programs.
Have you had some feedback, Barb, about the work that you've been doing and how that can directly help burn victims?
We have actually had several burn survivors come to our 5K, and for them, it helps them find a community.
How important is it to have a community, Tom?
Oh, it's extremely important. Speaking personally, many years ago, I talked with many of the burn survivors, many of those that were either had more burns than I had or less burns than I had, but all of us went through the same thing. Went through a lot of, unfortunately, discomfort during the burn stages and then a lot of recovery, because in my particular situation, when I was burned, I was 17 years old and had a lot of external areas that showed. And as a 17-year-old, what are you looking for in your life? Appearance. It's all about appearance. So it took a while to get through that. And others that were around me and other burn victims, of course, it's very nice to know those.
At the event itself, it's not just the 5K. You also have the Bloomington Fire Department there.
Yes, the Bloomington Fire Department will be there with equipment. They'll be giving demonstrations. They'll be teaching people how to use fire extinguishers. And also this year, it is Armed Services Day, so the 50 American flags are going to be lining the walk also.
Do you have a really good relationship, the foundation, with the local fire department?
Oh, definitely. They love working with an organization such as this. We can help show what happens if you don't pay attention and what happens if you do pay attention and if you do take the necessary precautions. There were 486,000 burn injuries in the United States in 2015. Most of them happen in the home. And in the home, it's usually smoking and kitchen fires. And I hate to say this, but men taking shortcuts.
Tom, over to you.
Oh, I think that would be absolutely true. There's no doubt that men take more chances, more risks. Okay, so starting the fire correctly is a commonplace. I practiced emergency medicine for 27 years and saw lots of unfortunate people that came in because they tried to start the fire the wrong way. They didn't do it correctly. They didn't use the kindling. They put flammables, i.e. gasoline or other things, on fires. And then what happens? The fire blows up and goes back onto them, and the gasoline can ignites, and there's all kinds of serious problems. And unfortunately, men take more risks than women.
And we're also there, our phone, just to listen. They can call the foundation phone number, and we'll just listen to them talk. We do not give them any guidance because we're not trained in that, but we can listen.
Now, with regards to the event, will there be awards handed out?
Yes, there will. Everyone that wins in each category is going to get a fire extinguisher that's been provided. You can run, you can walk, you can stroll, you can push a stroller, you can walk a dog.
So dogs are welcome. That's good.
Yes, they are. We want families to come out. We want to get people out. We want them to come. We want them to experience and enjoy and help support the burn survivors.
We just want to make people more aware of how you can get burned, what can happen. Prevention, of course, is the key on almost everything in life. But if you can prevent the burns, then we don't have to have the emotional support from those who have been burned. But then we're there if they need to be.
That's Tom Nielsen and Barb Knapp from the Knapp Burn Foundation. The Trial by Fire 5K Run Walk is Saturday, May 20th, beginning at 8:30 a.m. in Tipton Park. I'm Laura Kennedy.